It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Chigwe, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us today.
A very good afternoon to you. Thank you for having me.
Please, Pastor, just define the concept of rebirth. Just give us a definition of what does it mean to be born again.
Thank you so very much. As you have alluded in the beginning of this program, the whole issue is centered on the book of John. That's John chapter 3, where we see this story, which is to do with rebirth.
Mm.
John 3, verse 1, and we may proceed even up to verse 7 and 8.
Would you like me to read it?
The whole issue. Yes, please. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to read it? Okay. I thought you were just going to go ahead and...
No, whatever is okay, but even for the best of our listeners, I think it's good also
to read it.
To read it.
Not a problem. So I'm reading from John chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 7. Is that okay?
That's all right.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Now, can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again." That's it, Mfundis.
Thank you so very much for reading, and allow me to say you have read it clearly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mfundis.
Now, when we are looking at this book of John, of course, John, the beloved disciple, is the author of this book through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And here is a man, Nicodemus by name, who also is a Pharisee. He comes to Jesus. By the way, he comes by night.
Mm.
We may not really want to worry or find out why it was by night, but as we pass through, because he is a Pharisee, I think there was some challenges between Pharisees and other groups of people. So he decides to come during this time.
Mm.
And also being a very high man in the society, and Jesus being looked down, you remember the Bible says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
Mm.
So he also goes to him without people seeing, so that they may end up saying, "How do you associate with Jesus?"
Yeah.
And then the discussion starts.
Yeah.
This man is concerned over salvation,
right,
especially getting into the kingdom of God.
Right.
And Jesus answers him. I think if we go to also compare with the rich young ruler, I would also want to think that Nicodemus would have expected an answer again, which says, "You must keep the law."
Okay.
Then he would say, "I continue and keep that one."
Yes.
But, exactly. But Jesus talks of another avenue of presenting his message.
Right.
He says you must be born again.
Right, right.
I am not very sure in the Jewish cycle for a man to be as high as Nicodemus. I don't think this person must just be any young boy,
right,
or a 35-year-old. I think this man was that old, okay, not the respected man in society.
Okay.
And he gets baffled. He says, old as I am, I would want to assume maybe he is 65.
Okay.
And he says, but Jesus, how can you talk of being born again when I already was born 65 years ago?
Right.
Then Jesus says, the birth I am talking about is not that of you going back into your mother's womb.
Right.
But this is a birth which signifies something bigger than the biological birth.
Very good. Just clarify, just right there, Mfundisi, what role does the Holy Spirit play in this thing that you're calling is bigger than the biological one? Because Jesus says with the Spirit and water. So what role does the Holy Spirit play in the process of spiritual rebirth as indicated in John 3, 5 and 6?
Thank you so very much for that question. You know, when we are talking of the Holy Spirit, we are also talking of another member of the Godhead, whom in the book of John, chapter 14, even chapter 16, Jesus says, I go to the Father, but when I go, I will not leave you as orphans. I will pray and ask the Father so that he gives you another comforter, who is the Spirit, and he will teach you all things. Mm. So one of the roles of the Holy Spirit when we are looking at baptism is that it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can be transformed. Mm. We can be changed from this wicked mind, from this sinful life. And in the process of rebirth, when the Holy Spirit comes, he changes us and we begin to live a new life in Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. And so let's talk about the symbolism then, Mfundisi. How does baptism symbolize spiritual renewal and transformation, according to Romans 6, verse 4?
Okay. Let me try to come out on that one. But look, we are talking of being born again.
Absolutely.
Yes, I come to that one. But what are we talking about when we are talking of being born? One definition says birth or being born is a process of bringing forth a child from the uterus or the womb. Which we are saying childbirth or parition. Another thought says the act of bearing or bringing forth offspring. Mm. Another technical, of course, reference is the one which I already have just mentioned, parturition. And this definition, of course, we're taking from the Wikipedia. Another thought is that the act or process of bringing forth a young from the womb, a state resulting from being born, especially at a particular time or place. That's according to Merriam-Webster. Now, as we are looking at a rebirth, according to the Bible now, we are...
Remember, Mfundisi, my question was about baptism, the symbolism
of
baptism.
Yes, I'm now coming there now. So we are saying, if the process of the biological birth is that of a mother giving birth to a baby who is in her womb, so that that child can come up out on this planet Earth. If we go to baptism now, the reason why Jesus is using the term born again, he's bringing a situation of the things that we know, especially to an old man like Nicodemus. So the symbolism we may pick, my dear leader, is that in as much as here on Earth we are born, but we are born into a sinful world, and we have to move from a sinful world and a sinful life through baptism. Therefore, the rebirth that we are looking at in the book of John chapter 3 is a spiritual birth, where someone is now leaving the old ways of life and beginning a new life in Christ Jesus through baptism.
Okay. So what does it mean then to be a new creature in Christ?
Thank you. To be a new creature in Christ is simply to signify that yesterday, Chibwe, the old Chibwe yesterday was that violent man, the man who would take his wife as a punchbag, who would kick his children here and there and can shout at anyone at a robot or a road intersection. But when one is born of the Spirit and water, which is baptism, then we become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will give us the power to live a life that is pleasing before the throne of God. I don't know whether I've explained
it
better.
I hear you, Mfundisi. Final question, I'll let you go, Mfundisi. Why is spiritual rebirth considered necessary for entering the kingdom of God?
Thank you so very much. You now notice that before we look at the spiritual birth, here is a baby who is in his or her mother's womb. If that child is not born, he or she may continue to be in the mother's womb and possibly die in the womb. But when the child is born, he is now on planet Earth. He begins to stretch, smile, and do all these other things. So the importance of spiritual birth for us as God's children is that the moment we are born again, yes, the old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So spiritual birth, he helps us now to inherit the kingdom of God, because God would have, through the Holy Spirit, given us the power to be called sons and daughters of God.
All right, I hear you. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I understand. looking forward to more elucidation tomorrow as we unpack the concept of rebirth and being born again. Thank you very much once again, Pastor Chigwe. I'm looking forward to it. Have a wonderful day further.
My pleasure. Be blessed. God be with you, and God be with all the listeners. May you enjoy listening to these programs. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.